Good evening. This is All India Radio and I'm Saira Mujtaba with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi advises students to appear in examination with positive attitude and free from stress. Urges parents not to make achievements of their children matter of social prestige. Prime Minister says India believes in growth but also committed to protecting environment. Supreme Court awards additional water to Karnataka in Kaveri River water dispute, reduces Tamil Nadu's share. Union Minister Prakash Javadekar says Punjab National Bank fraud case is related to the banking system and government has nothing to do with it. India calls upon Maldives to lift emergency in the island nation and restore democratic forces including judiciary. Campaigning ends for assembly elections in Tripura, polling to be held on Sunday. And in women's cricket, India beat host South Africa by 9 wickets in second T20 match. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has advised students to appear in examination with positive attitude and free from stress. Interacting with students on Pariksha Par Charcha in New Delhi today, Mr. Modi urged parents not to make the achievements of their children a matter of social prestige, saying that every child is blessed with a unique talent.
अभिभावकों से कहना चाहूंगा कि आप इसको जो सोशल स्टेटस बना दिया है, सोशल स्टेटस मत बनाइए। आप दुनिया से मत छुपाइए। अगर आपके बेटे के अंदर जो सामर्थ्य है उसी सामर्थ्य की चर्चा कीजिए, उनके बेटे के सामर्थ्य से आप अपने बेटे की कंपैरिजन मत कीजिए। और मैं अभिभावकों के रोल को बड़ा महत्व समझता हूं, वो बच्चे की केयर करे, दबाव न डाले। ये अंक वगैरह तो जिंदगी नहीं होती है जी, हमारे यहां तो शास्त्रों में कहा गया है कि बेटा बेटी 18 साल के हो जाए तो माँ बाप ने उन्हें मित्र के रूप में मानना चाहिए।
The Prime Minister asked the students not to compete with others but compete with themselves.
लोगों को आपके प्रतिस्पर्धा में आने दो, आप किसी की प्रतिस्पर्धा में मत जाओ। आपको अगर ये स्थिति पानी है कि लोग आपको स्पर्धा करने के लिए लालायित हो जाए, मुझे बनना है तो ऐसा बनना है, मुझे करना है तो ऐसे करना है, वो कब होगा? अगर आप अनुस्पर्धा करेंगे, खुद के साथ स्पर्धा।
Mr. Modi said, a student needs self-confidence in addition to the right skills and the means. He says self-confidence comes by challenging ourselves and working hard. And the students should always think of bettering themselves. He suggested students to do yoga, which is a wonderful way to improve concentration. Mr. Modi also spoke about the importance of a healthy balance between intelligence quotient or IQ and emotional quotient or EQ. He said, emotional bonding is essential for overall development of a person and it helps in forging relationships. About 2,000 school and college students took part in the program held at Talcatura Stadium. Our correspondent spoke to some of the students.
तन्मय चौधरी, केंद्रीय विद्यालय टैगोर गार्डन। मैं बहुत ज्यादा मोटिवेटेड हूँ कि उन्होंने इतनी अच्छी बात कही, उन्होंने हमें कई बातें बताई, इमोशनल कोशेंट वाली बात बहुत अच्छी लगी मुझे। इन सब बातों से मुझे बहुत प्रेरणा मिलेगी और एग्जाम मेरे बहुत अच्छे जाएंगे।
कोमल, आरएल गीता विद्या भारती का ब्रांच। आज जो हमें बताया उससे मैं काफी सारी टिप्स लेके जा रही हूँ। मैं सोचती हूँ कि इससे मुझे बहुत हेल्प मिलेगी स्ट्रेस फ्री रहने के लिए। जैसे बताया कि हर वक्त पढ़ाई में लगे रहना ही सब कुछ नहीं होता, तो बहुत हेल्प मिलेगी मुझे।
Prime Minister Narendra Modi today reaffirmed India's commitment to sustainable development while ensuring equity, equality and climate justice. Addressing the World Sustainable Development Summit in New Delhi, Mr. Modi said India believes in growth but is also committed to protecting the environment. The Prime Minister said country is on the path of meeting its Copenhagen pledge and reducing emission intensity.
The UN Sustainable Development Goals puts us on the path of equality, equity and climate justice. While we are doing everything that is required of us, we expect that others also join in to fulfill their commitment based on common but differentiated responsibility and equity.
Over 2,000 delegates from different countries are participating in the 3-day summit. The Supreme Court has awarded an additional 14.75 thousand million cubic or TMC feet of Kaveri water to Karnataka. In its verdict today, the apex court said Karnataka will get more Kaveri water as its capital Bengaluru had attained global status. The court also reduced Tamil Nadu's share of Kaveri water. The Supreme Court also allowed Tamil Nadu to draw an additional 10 TMC feet groundwater from a total of 20 TMC feet beneath the Kaveri basin. It has kept water share of Puducherry and Kerala unchanged. The court had on September 20 last year reserved the verdict on the appeals filed by Karnataka, Tamil Nadu and Kerala against the 2007 award of the tribunal. Hitting out at Congress for questioning the government on the Punjab National Bank scam, Union Minister and BJP leader Prakash Javadekar today said it happened during the UPA regime in 2011. Briefing reporters in New Delhi today, he said the scam is related to the banking system and the government has nothing to do with it. He said the scam was brought to light due to the alertness of the NDA government.
ये यूपीए का घोटाला है 2011 में और ये जब चला फैला फूला तो ये सब इनके जमाने में हुआ. हमने तो जांच करके जो पीएनबी में जो सिस्टम स्विफ्ट के द्वारा जो उन्होंने किया कि ट्रेस ही नहीं रहा. ये कब प्रकाश में आया? जब हमने बैंकिंग सिस्टम को चुस्त दुरुस्त करने का फैसला किया.
Mr. Javadekar accused the Congress of destroying the whole banking system, adding that all the loans given in the UPA regime have turned into non-performing assets or NPAs. Earlier, Congress continued its attack on the government, alleging it is a big banking scam which will go up to 30,000 crore rupees. Party spokesperson Randeep Singh Surjewala questioned why the agencies permitted Nirav Modi and others to leave the country. The Enforcement Directorate or ED today conducted further searches at 35 locations across the country in Nirav Modi case. The agency seized diamonds, gold and jewellery worth 549 crore rupees. The total seizures till now is 5,649 crore rupees. Meanwhile, the ED has summoned Nirav Modi and Mehul Choksi to appear before it on 23rd of this month. The government has suspended the validity of passports of Nirav Modi and Mehul Choksi with immediate effect for a period of 4 weeks. The two are accused in the Punjab National Bank fraud case. External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Ravish Kumar said they took the decision on the advice of the Enforcement Directorate. He said the location of Nirav Modi is not known.
We have, on the advice of the ED, we have suspended the validity of the passport. And if you are familiar with the Passports Act of 1967, this is a step towards the revocation of passport. Normally, a period of 4 weeks is given, which is also mentioned in our press statement. And they have to reply within 4 weeks why their passport should not be impounded or revoked under certain sections of the Passport Act. If they fail to respond within the stipulated time, then we will go ahead with the revocation.
On a query, the spokesperson said there was no meeting between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Nirav Modi in Davos. He said Nirav Modi was not part of the official delegation. India has called upon the Maldives to lift the state of emergency in the island nation and restore democratic forces. On a question, the MEA spokesperson today said India will wait to see steps taken by the Maldives in this regard.
We have called on the government of Maldives to lift the state of emergency and restore the democratic process, including the functioning of judiciary, which is free of intimidation. We have noticed that the emergency which has been declared in Maldives is valid for the next few days, and we will wait to see the steps which will be taken by the government of Maldives after this.
This is All India Radio giving you the news. For quick news updates, follow us on Twitter at AIR News Alerts. In Tripura, campaigning ended today for Sunday's assembly polls. Ruling CPIM, BJP and Congress are in the fray in the elections. The counting of votes will be held on 3rd of March. Our correspondent reports elaborate security arrangements have been made in the state for the conduct of polls.
Talking to media today in Agartala, Director General of Police A.K. Shukla appealed to the voters to come out fearlessly and exercise their democratic rights on the day of polling. He also said that adequate numbers of security forces have been deployed all around to ensure free, fair and peaceful elections. He further added that if anybody tries to take law on his or her hand, the police will take tough action. He also said the Indo-Bangla border has been sealed to thwart any disturbance. He said that they are in touch with Mizoram and Assam police also to prevent any trans-border movement too. Nishit Joshi, AIR News, Agartala.
Iranian President Dr. Hassan Rouhani today stressed the need for further expansion of India-Iran relations, especially in areas such as technology and agriculture. Addressing a gathering after offering Friday prayers at the historic Makkah Masjid in Hyderabad this afternoon, he said Iran is ready to ease visa norms for India. Stating that people of Iran love Indians, he said Tehran is ready to share its oil and natural gas reserves with India. Speaking at a private program this evening with Iranian community living in Hyderabad and other cities, Dr. Rouhani assured that efforts will be made to commence a direct flight between Hyderabad and Mashhad, a holy city in Iran, as it is a long-time demand. Later, Dr. Rouhani, who is on a three-day visit to India, left for New Delhi. India today said timing of declaration of Hafiz Saeed as a terrorist by Pakistan is suspicious. Replying to a media query in New Delhi, MEA spokesperson Ravish Kumar said, "It is a matter of surprise that it took 10 years for Pakistan to find out that Hafiz Saeed is a terrorist. Saeed is the mastermind of 2008 Mumbai terror attacks and a UN-designated terrorist." The number of people in rural India who are defecating in open has now come down to 25 crores as against 55 crores in 2014. Briefing reporters in New Delhi today, Drinking Water and Sanitation Minister Uma Bharti said, "Swachh Bharat Mission is the largest behavioral change program ever attempted." She said the country is witnessing a sanitation revolution and 9 states have been declared open defecation free or ODF. She said 15 more states will be declared ODF by next month. The Health Ministry today held consultations with states on National Health Protection Scheme or NHPS. The mega healthcare scheme was announced in the budget to provide health insurance cover of 5 lakh rupees to over 10 crore poor and vulnerable families. In an official release, the ministry said all states had shown keenness to join the scheme. It said the objective of the consultations was to discuss with the states about the scheme and assess their preparedness. Benchmark domestic stock markets today closed with modest losses. The Sensex hit a one-week closing low while the Nifty hit the lowest level in 1.5 months. The rupee tended weaker against the dollar. A report.
The Sensex at the Bombay Stock Exchange fell 287 points or 0.84% to end just above the 34,000 mark at 34,011. Similarly, the Nifty at the National Stock Exchange lost 93 points or 0.88% to 10,452. The rupee lost 30 paise to close at 64.21 against the US dollar. Gold advanced by 170 rupees to 31,820 rupees per 10 gram at the bullion market in New Delhi. Silver met with resistance at higher levels and slipped by 580 rupees to 39,380 rupees per kg. And global crude oil gained a little as Brent crude futures were at $64.69 per barrel, up 36 cents or 0.56% when reports last came in. With Sanjeev Kumar Singh, this is V. Ravi Kumar for AIR News.
In cricket, Indian women have won their second 2020 match against host South Africa by 9 wickets. At East London today, after restricting the host to a modest score of 142 for 7, India easily overhauled target by making 144 for 1 in 19.1 overs. Mithali Raj remained unbeaten on 76, which came off 61 balls. Earlier, India opted to bowl after winning the toss. After today's impressive win, Indian women have taken a 2-0 lead in the 5-match T20 series. India have already clinched the ODI series by a 2-1 margin. In men's cricket, South Africa have set a target of 205 runs against India in the 6th and final one-day international match at Centurion. South Africa were all out on 204 in 46.5 overs. In reply, India were 29 for 1 in 5.4 overs a short while ago. Earlier, India won the toss and decided to field. The visitors have already taken an unassailable lead by 4-1 in the 6-match series. Ministry of Railways has directed zonal railways to discontinue pasting reservation charts on train coaches for 6 months, starting from 1st of next month. In an official release, the ministry said digital charts will continue to be displayed at the platform of the train. It said at those stations where electronic charts display plasma have been installed and are functioning properly, physical reservation charts at such platforms can be stopped. Earlier, pasting of reservation charts on the reserved coaches of all trains was discontinued at New Delhi, Hazrat Nizamuddin, Mumbai Central, Chennai Central, Howrah and Sialdah stations on experimental basis for a period of 3 months. And now, before we wrap up the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Modi advises students to appear in examination with positive attitude and free from stress, urges parents not to make achievements of their children matter of social prestige. Prime Minister says India believes in growth but is also committed to protecting the environment. Supreme Court awards additional water to Karnataka in Kaveri River water dispute, reduces Tamil Nadu's share. Union Minister Prakash Javarkar says Punjab National Bank fraud case is related to the banking system and government has nothing to do with it. India calls upon Maldives to lift emergency in the island nation and restore democratic forces including judiciary. Campaigning ends for assembly elections in Tripura, polling to be held on Sunday, and in women's cricket, India beat host South Africa by 9 wickets in second T20 match. That's all in the news at 9. Good night.